This is Twit.
So the new owners of HBO. So HBO is kind of, it's interesting. They have internally thought of themselves as bespoke content, that they hand make great television like The Sopranos or Game of Thrones or Westworld. It's an event. It's Sunday night. It's worked for them. They've, in, according to the New York Times, they spent over the last, 3 years, they spent, let me get the numbers right, because it's actually a pretty, it sounds like a good number. They spent $2 billion a year to make $6 billion in profit. Doesn't sound bad, right? Netflix, $11 billion in 1 year. All of a sudden, AT&T, the new guy in charge, he's in charge of all of Warner Media, John Stankey, longtime AT&T executive with a very unfortunate name, comes in, sits the folks down at HBO and says, there's a new sheriff in town. And, you know, what you're doing is not enough. We need hours a day, not hours a week, not hours a month. We need hours of viewing a day. You are competing with devices that sit in people's hands, capture their attention every 15 minutes. This is a quote because the recording of his town hall leaked. I want more hours, and this is from the New York Times. I want more hours of engagement. Why are more hours of engagement important? Because you get more data and information about a customer that then allows you to do things like monetize through alternate models of advertising as well as subscriptions, which I think is very important to play in tomorrow's world. Now, I know he didn't want this to get out. But this is the reason it got out, I would imagine, is because some HBO staff jaws dropped. This is such a shift for HBO. They want it, I can shorthand it for you, to be more like Netflix and less bespoke.
You know, I'm not terribly surprised by what he said.
There's also Recode published the full text from the memo. So I would encourage you to go look at both of those things. Because it looks like the New York Times cherry picked some of the stuff.
Okay.
So they talked about actually bringing HBO is to be the front end of a bigger subscription business, which could include different programming. So there's that in there. And apparently he also never mentioned Netflix, but he did focus on Facebook and Amazon, which is worth thinking about too. So, and yes, do we really, like, everyone's like, the media business. And then these old, you know, he called himself a bellhead, these old telco guys. I totally see how the media business would be very snobby and not wanting part of this. And, but John Stankey, he's a smart man. This is not an idiot. This is not, I have met John Stankey on several occasions. He is technically astute. He can get down and understand a business, whether it's deep intricacies of fiber or spectrum policy. I have no doubt he can figure out the media business, and he's not gonna set HBO on fire just to make it, you know, turn out crap. I promise. So that's just me.
I would, you know, so Peter Kafka's Recode article tries to dampen out the concerns of people who love HBO the way it is, the Game of Thrones, Sopranos, Westworld fans. We already have a Netflix, thank you. We don't, you know. But his premise is that AT&T said, we're going to let all the Time Warner properties run themselves with autonomy. But I have to point out, Peter, you know better than that. That's exactly what every single company that acquires a new company says until they don't.
Right.
And almost always, in the long run, they don't. And frankly, the reason the Times article resonated is it makes perfect sense. That is, if you were going to just kind of walk into a business and not be concerned with, you know, its reputation or its current fans and what they might want, but really, how do we make this business compete in the modern world? You'd say exactly what Stankey said. So I'm not saying Stankey's dumb. I'm saying he's saying exactly, probably the right, from a business perspective, exactly the right thing. But I don't know if it's what we want HBO to be. Anyway, it's just something to pay attention to. There's no way AT&T lets HBO continue as it is. It's just not profitable enough.